Can we read first of all from the first epistle to the Corinthians again, chapter 2 and verse 9. But according as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear not heard, and which have not come into man's heart, which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. And then the second epistle, chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are for a time, those that are not seen, eternal. And then chapter 12, the same epistle, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. I know a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knows, such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I know not, God knows, that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable things said, which it is not allowed to man to utter. And in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8, by faith Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out into the place which he was to receive for an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned as a stranger in the land of promise, as a foreign country, having dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, of which God is the artificer and constructor. Verse 12, and all these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. And then, in a bit later on, same chapter, verse 27, by faith he that is Moses left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he persevered, as seeing him who is invisible. Just had an impression, dear brethren, of what is unseen. Unseen physically, but not unseen as to faith. And I was thinking of the activities of the Spirit in relation to this. We have a wonderful scripture here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. About the things which eye has not seen and ear not heard, which have not come into man's heart, which God has prepared for them that love him. I would take it that everyone here, we are those that love God, and it's what a wonderful thing it is that what he has in store for those that love him. Mm-hmm. Things which the Spirit would bring to us. Think of the great activities of the Spirit at the present time. He is the one who connects us with what's in heaven. He takes of what's there and brings them before his people at the present time. We might be sustained in our journeys. We're going through this world as pilgrims. We're going to a better land. And God has these wonderful things in store for us. Our brother spoke of the wealth that there is available to us if we have the heart for it at the present time. And I feel very challenged as to this, as to how much room a place I give to the Spirit in my life, especially individually in my readings. But think of what God has in mind. God has prepared for them that love him. What a great preparation God has made for his people. We've spoken of the weak things and the feeble things of this earth, how we might be viewed of here. We might not have much wealth, we might not have much materially, but what have we got spiritually? Things that are going to last for eternity. And God is wanting to reveal these things. The Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. And it doesn't matter what place we might have in this world. We might be the smallest and most insignificant person. But if we have the Spirit, what wonderful wealth is open to us and available to us. It's there for us if we go in for it. Then Paul says in the second epistle, chapter 4, we look at the things that are not, look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Men can only take account of what they can see physically in this universe. A believer sees far beyond all the things here, What a mess the world is in. Everything is collapsing around themselves at the present time. They don't know which way to turn. But we know the end from the beginning. We know how things are all going to head up. They're all going to head up in the Christ. He's the one who's soon coming. What a hope we have. He's soon coming to take his place. A blessed hope and appearing of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Think of what awaits us, dear brethren. What awaits this world when the Lord Jesus will come here to take his rightful place, to have his kingdom here, and all those, everyone will be subject to Christ. We have the light of these things. The world has no idea of what's going on or what's going to happen. But as believers, we have the light of these things. We look at the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are for a time. Everything here is going to be finished. It's going to be rolled up as a garment and put away. And God's going to bring in a new world, a universe of bliss. And these are the things that are eternal. What secrets we have in our heart. And I thought of Paul here, later on in chapter 12. He was having an experience that he had. He speaks of himself as a man in Christ. He's caught up into heaven, into paradise. We don't know when this was exactly, but he was caught up there and he saw things which he was not allowed to speak about, not allowed to utter. But you think it must have coloured his life and coloured his ministry. That's why he has so much energy in his epistles for the saints to go in for these things which are eternal, the things where Christ is the head and centre. Wonderful things. It was such an experience. And yet he was given a thorn for the flesh so that he wouldn't go around in a proud way about it. But I just think it might help us, to encourage us to go on at the present time when everything seems very small and weak. Even in the colleges and gatherings of the saints, it might seem as if everything's going to die out. But, you know, let us have our eyes on these things, the things that are unseen, things that are, they are things, they are literal. It's a place where Christ is unseen to the human eye, but known through faith at the present time. May we know what it is to go in for these things and be encouraged. We may have, think of we spoke earlier of time and season. Well, this is going to be what awaits us eternally when we shall be with Christ in glory. It awaits us, but at the present time, we can touch these things in the power of the Spirit. And I just thought of these two men, Abraham and Moses. You think of Abraham, he looked for a city which has foundations. He didn't find it here. He was called out and he obeyed in faith. He answered the call. He went out in faith, not knowing where he was going, but he trusted God. But I do feel the need in myself, and hopefully for all of us, feel the need of being able to trust God at the present time in relation to everything, that he is in control. He is over all. And Abraham, he said he went out not knowing where he was going, but he trusted God. He sojourns as a stranger in the land of promise. So we are strangers and foreigners here, dear brethren. We don't belong here. We spoke of the kingdom at the weekend in relation to being called into the heavenly kingdom, into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, and where our commonwealth has its existence in the heavens. We don't have anything here. I think of Abraham, says he dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob. We don't get that in the Old Testament, but wonder what the conversation would have been in those tents, you know, between Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, speaking of the promises of God. Think of how it must have embedded himself in the hearts of those two in those patriarchs. Abraham telling Isaac of the promises of God, and Jacob, while he had a very crooked pathway, he came into the gain of all these things, because it says he ended as a worshipper. What a great end he had. And may we be encouraged at the present time that while we might see everything in a mess down here, we know that God's promises are going through. It says it's, and he's died in faith, not having received the promises. They actually never actually received it. What Abraham saw is what we see. And the coming day when the church will be in display, that eternal city that God has in mind. May we just be encouraged to continue. And then it says of Moses, it says, he persevered as seeing him who is invisible. You might say, that's a contradiction in terms, but he saw him by faith. He saw God. He saw something far greater than what was here, and he persevered. We need the thought of perseverance at the present time too. He saw him who is invisible. God, Moses, of course, as we know, he wasn't allowed to go into the land because of his disobedience. But what he did see, God gave him a vision of the land, the inheritance of the saints. Well, maybe be encouraged to go in for these things which are eternal, unseen to the natural eye, but they are eternal, and they're open to face vision. May we be encouraged. The words this evening have encouraged me, and may we just be encouraged to pursue and go on at the present time. May the Lord bless the word.
Amen.